from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Do you want the newest reporting on Sidney Crosby, or shall we react to something that Bostic said?
Give me Crosby.
Okay. Our friend Rob Rossi from The Athletic. Story went up this morning. Crosby has told close friends he intends to re-sign with the Penguins and that he, agent Pat Brisson, and the Penguins hockey president slash general manager Kyle Dubas are largely aligned about details of a new contract. However, his priority this offseason has been on training for the upcoming season. There are, quote, no issues at all, end quote, between Crosby and the Penguins, a league source said. I don't doubt Rob at all. I do not doubt Rob. I've never doubted Rob. This is not against Rob. It's just, I feel like you could sign a contract, get that all done, and then continue to work out.
Right. He intends. Is the word intends on signing?
He intends to re-sign with the Penguins, yeah. He intends.
Don't want to read too much into it, but yeah, I plan on doing it.
It ain't done.
It's not like it was like, yeah, I'm going to.
Does he ever make anything other than working out and training his off-season priority? I'm sure it's always his priority. He's always working on something. He eats, sleeps, and breathes hockey. You can't fly him in for a day and sign a contract and then get back out there? You don't have ice here?
Right.
It finds a time to work out here during the regular season. I believe Rob. I think it's going to get done.
But why not do it like a month ago?
Right. I just don't understand why they would let it drag out and why that they would allow for there to be any speculation on something like this. If the details have largely been agreed to, the details are largely aligned as Rob reports, then I don't know why you don't just meet it out and get the thing done or announce that you have come to terms on a contract. Even though you haven't made it necessarily official.
Maybe, like, he probably wanted to just, like, get away and, like, clear his mind. I don't think he wanted any communication, just wanted to go back to Canada. And I feel like he is like, my time isn't done of clearing my mind. I'm not ready to get back in that mode yet, and I don't want to get back. I'll get back when we get back, when we have to report, and that's whenever maybe I'll sign. But, like, I had a lot to think about, reflecting on the season, figuring out my training, figuring out what I got to do to get ready for the season. But that doesn't seem like Sidney Crosby. That seems like somebody that's at the tail end of their career and having a lot of legitimate decisions to make and to think about. I'm not truly trying to speculate and, you know, be like, oh, I don't think that, like, we did that before. But now with this report coming out, yeah, he intends on signing. But it just seems very odd that he's taking the time that he is and staying away and not just like, hey, let's get it done. And then, you know, I'll just go back to working out.
Right.
Like you said, it just feels odd.
I'd be interested to hear from Rob about when these guys said this. Hey, there's a lot of reporting that went into this in multiple sources, as Rob lays out here in the story. How much of it is current day reporting? It reads like a lot of it. How much of the friends think Crosby's re-signing is from before they made the moves that they made.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you can intend to do something and then you see what else is moving around you and you can rethink some things. Again, I don't think that's going to happen, but my read into this is he can't be thrilled at the state of the franchise and the direction that the general manager has taken this offseason after last offseason going for it. And maybe you're showing through not signing when they wanted you to sign a little bit of the displeasure. I don't know. I don't know. Or maybe it is he's just exercising and he doesn't want to come to Pittsburgh.
Mm.
But I think my thing's more likely. I do believe, Rob, though, that it will get done. It's just, it stinks a little bit.
A little bit.
It doesn't pass the smell test here. He also reported, because there was a international report that came out saying that Malkin intended to retire early. This source, unimpeachable, Rob asked Malkin, and Malkin said that is not true.
Oh.
That he has not thought about retiring a year early, despite a report that he would make the upcoming season his last. So there you have it. That's our Sidney Crosby update for the day. We have a very special guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. I did want to talk a little bit about what Pat had to say in the last segment about Brandon Ayuk. He talked about the quarterbacks. And, yeah, I mean, Rodgers better, Burrow better, Mahomes better, and Stroud better than what the Steelers have. I don't think just because your quarterback is better means you definitely have to have a better offense.
No.
Right?
No.
Like, it's all about scoring points at the end of the day. You don't necessarily need your quarterback to outplay the other quarterback.
Correct.
But can your offense be talented enough and can your coordinator scheme it up well enough, call good enough plays to where your offense can outperform for a given Sunday that offense? I think that's what you're looking at for Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you don't have a better quarterback than the teams that we've talked about and that the quarterbacks that I just listed. And the list might even be longer. You might even include Justin Herbert or Trevor, whatever. But when you enter the stadium on a Sunday now, let's say it's a playoff game, and you're playing the Dolphins, and they score points. Let's say it's in Miami. Make it more realistic that they can score points. Is your defense good enough to hold them below their season average? And is your offense good enough that it can put up points against the defense? Like, that's what you're looking at.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Jets or whomever.
I think if you just want to go back in history and look at this scenario of not having that upper tier quarterback and having a good offense and a good defense and winning games, just look at Russ in Seattle. Like, was Russ the better quarterback in all of his games? No. But the offense and Marshawn Lynch and the receivers and that defense, Legion of Boom, that's why they won. You know, Russ wasn't always the best quarterback, but they won. So the whole, like, I don't think, like you're saying, like, I don't think that you necessarily have to have Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen to win. It would help.
Yeah.
But I think that the level play can be risen to a higher level if you do have playmakers around you and you have a legit offensive coordinator that can get you guys in the right spots. And that's what they have right now. That's what they could potentially really have if they have Ayuk. And I think it could be a good recipe for them to compete and actually have a legitimate shot at this.
I think so, too, because we saw them get fairly competent quarterback play, maybe even better than that from Mason Rudolph at the end of the year, and they were scoring points, and they were competitive. They were competitive into the fourth quarter against the Bills. And if they had a better quarterback, you don't throw the interception in the end zone, and you really might put some fear into those guys. And I think Russ can be a better version of what they had with Mason Rudolph, and they didn't have Brandon Ayuk. What does it look like if you are Arthur Smith and you do get Brandon Ayuk? You have the two biggest playmaking wide receivers from a yards per catch standpoint in the NFL. No one's going to argue they're bigger playmakers than Tyreek Hill, but just from that statistical standpoint, like, how do you game plan for that if you're a DC? And then if you're Arthur Smith, how do you gadget that bad boy up?
Oh, I mean, you set it up with I don't think you waver away or, you know, walk away from your actual plan of heading into the season that's running the football. And teams are going to try to stack the box because you have Najee Harris, you have Jaylen Warren. I think that you stay concrete with that, but it just allows you to just let that dictate the game and then open up the game. And whether they want to double Ayuk, whether they want to double Pat Freiermuth, they want to double George, that's whenever you can rely on the other guy. And that's when the other guy will eat. Like, that's just how football, like, that's how successful offenses work. And I don't think it should be anything crazy that he has to structure within the offense if you do have Ayuk, because you have other playmakers that can take that away. Or if they take something else away, then those guys will eat. And Russ is smart enough to understand those matchups, understand how to filter through a game whenever something is being taken away, whether they're stacking the box or not, to take advantage of all that stuff. And that's why that I feel like Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith are very comfortable with Russ being the starting quarterback, because he knows how to do that. I don't know if Justin knows how to do that. He's very athletic. He has a lot of talent. But I don't think he's at that point yet. I think he could get there. And I think he's showing that he could get there throughout this preseason, throughout this training camp. I don't think he's there yet, because Russ has played a lot of football and won.
And had multiple weapons, too.
Exactly.
Who've all been able to eat.
That's exactly, like, that's why you don't need a big-time quarterback to win. I mean, ask Kurt Warner. Ask
Stevie Preston and
Anquan Boldin, Larry. Yeah. I mean, ask Trent Dilfer. Ask some of these quarterbacks who have won Super Bowls or even been to Super Bowls, you know, that you need playmakers. And you can win.
Unless you are Mahomes.
Exactly.
And early on, Brady. Right. And there's five of those guys, maybe, in the league at any one given time. And it's not some great sin if you don't have one of those guys. You just need to beef up around them. Like, I look at the Steelers schedule. We played the Steelers schedule game, like, way back when it came out. Like, I think with or without IUQ, you should probably, you're going to be an underdog, but I think you should beat Atlanta. You should beat Denver. You should beat Los Angeles. They got no wide receivers. You should beat Indianapolis. Those are your first four games. Then you got Dallas. They score points. Without Ayuk, I don't love that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. With Ayuk, it's different.
Yep.
It's different. You can play toe-to-toe with a team. Your defense ain't going to be great every game. It's just not. People don't want to hear that. You pay so much money and it stinks, but the league is not designed for you to go 17 games and lean on your defense every 17 games, for every game for 17. It can't happen. You play the Jets, and they got a good defense. They got Aaron Rodgers. They now have a cavalcade of weapons for Rodgers, if he stays healthy. That's a game that, while it's at home, if you don't have Ayuk, I'm not as optimistic about the chances if it gets into a track meet. And then you got, of course, Cincinnati twice, and Philadelphia's offense, and Kansas City. Like, all games that I would say I don't feel super great about the Steelers winning without Ayuk, that I now think get pushed closer to 50-50 with Ayuk. Because you just can't win with defense week in and week out.
Nope.
You can't. I think defense can be fickle in today's NFL. You can't hold a team down for a game sometimes. Like, Steelers were great against the Chiefs in that playoff game in Ben's final season, and you have the touchdown defensively, and you're thinking, oh, yeah. And then I think they score a touchdown on six straight possessions or something like that.
I mean, the NFL is designed to make the offense the game. I mean, look at the penalties.
Yep.
Most of the penalties are on defense. Like, you can't target, you can't even tackle the quarterback anymore. So, like, it's all about scoring points. And if you could score points, you'll have a shot. And that's why I think that this situation is absolutely necessary. I do believe that they will get it done, and I will praise them whenever they do get it done, because then they will recognize that we need to have weapons.
Evolution.
We need it, or you are not going to survive in the NFL. You're just not. You're just not going to survive.
I'm not saying that they'll be as good as the Eagles team that was built a couple of years ago, but the formula would at least be somewhat there, where, okay, you beefed up the offensive line. Those Eagles would throw the ball a ton, get a lead, run the hell out of it behind that offensive line, and then they had like 70 sacks defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ideally, that's defense in 2024. And they have that in Highsmith. They have that in Watt. If you can get leads, and then you can pound the rock with what you believe should be a strong running scheme and a strong running game, and then you just let your pass rushers tee off. Like, if you're playing it close for a full 60 minutes like they have the last few years, It makes it so much harder when the team has everything available at their disposal offensively. And in a close game, you do. If you get out to a lead and now it's just you're passing the ball, that's when this Steelers defense could be elite. Elite.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers were pretty good last year, but...
But they had to be elite in order to keep them in all the games.
Right. And then why does it wear down at the end of the year?
Right.
I mean, it shouldn't be a surprise.
Exactly.
Texter. There are 90 guys in camp right now that actually play for the Steelers. The Phantom Ayuk deal is burning your listeners out. It burns me out a little bit too, but he's going to make a bigger impact if and when acquired than all but five guys, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this yesterday.
Right.
What is he? He'd be the third best player in the team.
Yeah.
Watt, Minka, him.
Yes.
Maybe Patrick Queen. Maybe. Maybe Cam Hayward. Maybe. So that's why we spend time on him, because it could be transformative. 412-928-9370. If you'd like me to argue with you, your text, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the fan hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Coming up next, the Buccos lost last night, and are they cooked? Kind of feels that way. We'll get into the why when we return.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Here's a text at 412-928-9370, just apropos of nothing. Would you text Angelina Jolie if she texted you and you're not married?
Would she text me?
Yeah, like, does she want to borrow some flour for a recipe or something?
Right.
If there's
you're
nothing,
leaving out a lot there. Yeah. She cooking the pirates? Like, you know.
That's a callback right there.
Mm-hmm.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I do think I would text her, yeah, because I don't want to be rude to Angelina Jolie.
Well, I would have to figure out, like, I mean, am I being pranked right now? I would have to know that it was her.
Yeah.
And if I knew it was her.
How would they prove that? That'd be tough.
FaceTime.
I think you just figured it out. It wasn't tough.
Yes.
Ready for some Justin Fields stuff that came out recently that is good depending on where you sit? So Justin Fields, potential Steelers starting quarterback, however unlikely, he was on Pardon My Take, that Barstool podcast, and he said, quote, "I was going to stay at Georgia, but Ohio State boosters were offering me bags of cash to transfer. I'm talking $300,000 to $400,000 in cash, plus a Benz, and this was before the new rules."
Mm.
Buddy, just zip it.
Wow.
It's good because, like, Ohio State cheating their butts off.
Of course.
But, like, bro, what are you doing?
Wow.
When everything that's going on with Michigan is going on right now, why would you do this? Why would you put this out there into the ether? Like, Michigan, like, if Harbaugh were in college, he'd be suspended.
Yes.
And there is some talk, I don't think it's likely, that he could get suspended at the NFL level.
How?
Right, exactly.
It's impossible.
Yeah, I think Ohio State fans would be the ones who are crying about that.
That's why he left.
Of course. Yeah,
he knew that this is all coming down.
Of course. We've seen that happen before.
Mm-hmm.
Urban Meyer always leaves jobs whenever
right.
stuff's about to go down. So if I'm Justin Fields and my arch rival who just won the national championship is in this massive cheating scandal, I'm probably not going to say on one of the most listened to podcasts in the world that they were cheating and I was complicit in it. I don't blame a player ever. If someone's handing me $300,000, $400,000 in a new car when I'm, 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, I'm going to take it. I mean, because I deserve to be paid anyhow.
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm taking this a bridge too far. This is very sports talk radio of me right here. And we were going to talk about the Pirates. We'll do that. It's fine. They lost yesterday. This shows bad judgment, in my opinion. It is the most understandable thing in the world to take the money at that age, if he took the money at that age, which I think he's implying clearly here. It shows a lack of judgment to bring it up and shine light on it now.
Does it?
I think. It shows a lack of loyalty. Like, why are you throwing your guys, your program, your buds, your boosters under the bus? Unless you think it helps them, actually.
or he's upset with them for something.
Could be.
You know, maybe whenever he left, he didn't leave on good terms. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he just doesn't like Ryan Day.
Yeah. Can't beat Michigan.
Right.
Screw you.
Yeah.
Or it could just be, hey, next year they're allowed to pay, but just so you know, the boosters can pay as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were paying $300,000-$400,000 when that wasn't allowed. Imagine what they're being able to pay now. Maybe it's that. I didn't hear any of it. All I'm going off of is a tweet from NFL Rumors.
Oh. That?
They quoted him.
Oh my God.
If there's anything I've learned the last couple of days, it's that everything in the For You tab as it relates to football is correct.
Is there audio with the clip?
No.
And he might not have said it. That's usually how they do that, yeah.
Interesting.
NFL Rumors, I believe it's like not a real site. It's not.
Let me just see here.
It's... They have a lot of followers, but, like, I don't...
We got video. We're good.
Okay.
And he went on to say, back then, Ohio State paid more than any SEC school. Ryan Day, a boss! That's what he said.
Man.
So it's actually a positive thing, I guess.
Okay.
Although, like, if I'm Ryan Day, I don't want that. Jim Tressel got fired for tattoos!
Tattoos, yeah.
Dang. Boy, what a difference, like, a decade makes, man. I did have one Aiyuk thing, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this might bear larger conversation tomorrow as we look ahead to the preseason opener and more Aiyukness. If the Steelers get Aiyuk, is Tomlin or Khan more responsible?
I think it's probably both. The good answer.
For sure, yeah.
Is Tomlin or Khan more responsible?
I think you put it on Tomlin's ledger.
Yeah.
All due respect to Omar, who's had a great offseason, and he'd be patient through this whole deal, right? But he'd only be coming here.
Because of Tomlin.
Yeah. They're not going to pay him the most. New England was already going to do that. He didn't want to go there. He wants to come here. Jonathan Jones of CBS said it's all about Tom, and we've come to understand that. I think he gave the credit to Mikey T.
But Omar's the one working behind the scenes, the production of the movie. Like, you don't see those people. You just watch the movie. Like, Omar Khan's making it work, though. If it weren't for Omar Khan, this would never, if it does go through, happen, because this is a very, very detailed trade. And you have to make everything right, everything work. So, yeah, okay, it's one thing to want to come to Pittsburgh and want to play for Tomlin, but Omar's the one making it work. He's the puppeteer. I don't know.
I do think when it's all said and done and Ayuk winds up in Pittsburgh and the dust settles, that the way I'll probably frame it is you don't get it done without Tomlin. But I think we're all going to be blown away by how little they actually paid to acquire him. And I think you put that on the patience of Khan.
Right.
Yeah. Sports talk radio would be you and I have to scream and yell at each other about that, though. Omar Tomlin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we're not.
No. We want you back after this break. Heart disease kills one person every 33 seconds. Schedule your heart screening at UPMC today. Very special guest, one of our favorite people, a good friend. He's going to join us coming up next. We'll tell you why when we come back. Social media's biggest loser coming up in the next segment. It's just me. It's me.
Yeah.
I got faked.
That's crazy.
On that whole Justin Fields thing. Disregard anything we said about that in the last segment. It was a good conversation about Omar and Tomlin. But
like we went through this whole show nice and smooth, talking about all kinds of details, getting the nitty-gritty with the whole Ayuk situation. We talked Justin Fields, but then you had to bring that up out of nowhere.
And I did a very Colin Cowherdy thing where I was like, that seems like poor decision making. Is he really the quarterback you want? And it didn't happen.
I tried to warn you.
You did. You did try to warn me. But yet you eulogized the wrong Billy Beane yesterday. So
I think what you did is worse.
Correct.
He killed a different guy.
That's an honest mistake, though.
So was this.
No, it wasn't. You know better.
This was
you allowed slander and misquotes to be read out on the most popular sports radio station in the city.
So
we're second in the country. We just found that out too.
So real quick, I said, oh boy, this would be bad timing on his part because UM's getting killed for all this cheating stuff. It was Michigan people who did this, who made this. So I got Ron Cooked, I got Paul Zeist, I got Calloused. And for that, I apologize. We are joined by one of our good friends, Tony Bisilli. He is the general manager and the grand poobah of all things Washington Wild Things, a good friend. And you guys are in first place right now, kicking absolute tail, and you got the trade deadline coming up.
Yep.
And Callis needs to turn the microphone on.
There we go, Callis.
Or you, actually. You. Yeah.
27 games over 500, so it's a nice way to kind of grind through the summer, able to kind of cruise along, take some series, sweep some three-game sets, and kind of find yourself in good spots going into August, and got about 20 games to wrap up. So
you said the trade deadline is coming up for you guys, and we were talking offline. You said it's a kind of a fine line of trying to add to a team that is already doing well and shaking up a locker room. Like, what is that like? What is the time like for you of playing that game that, do I need to? Should I? Is there somebody out there that would fit? Like, what is that like right now?
I think it's about as much as I think it's always overblown, kind of the does it shake up a locker room negatively? I mean, certainly when you're dealing with millionaires and maybe different personalities, different egos, things can clash a little bit more. And I think baseball as a sport is just a little different in terms of the interaction in the clubhouse and what that's like. And you're already playing in a team setting that's really reliant on everybody putting their hand in the pile. So right now it's just finding kind of the right talent piece, the right skill set, whether that's finding a guy who's going to get on base a lot or driving some more runs for us or the position flexibility. Those are the big components. It's not easy to kind of look at a guy and say, hey, sorry, you've been with us for a whole stretch and you've been a contributor for a squad that's kind of leading the division. It's going to claim a division title, but those things are kind of where the business sets in. And if it allows us to be in position to kind of be a little bit heavier for our end goal and to have some options down the stretch, whether that's matchup wise or just like last night, I had a guy running first ball hit in the game out to center field, our center fielder, runs all the way to the wall, runs into the wall, gets cut. And they were without my leadoff hitter and our starting center fielder.
Oh, no.
After the first play of the game. So,
did he know the wall was there?
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah.
Warning track.
Yeah.
They have a moat at PNC. That could have helped him.
Yeah.
I told Zoran it would have been a good thing with the moat, the warning moat.
He could have had some, like, those little inflatable arms and maybe continue the last couple feet there. But, yeah, I mean, I always need options off the bench to kind of eliminate that drop-off. So it's a fine line, but I'd rather be aggressive than sit on my hands. That's just me personally.
Tony Busilli with us. I am always fascinated by this. And, like, as it related to the Pirates, there was this talk about, like, Brent Rooker, right? And can you really bring Brent Rooker in who wants to play DH? And then that means you're not going to have Andrew McCutchen at your DH. If you get blown away, like, you look at holes and you've told us what you need. If you get blown away with a deal that you know is an upgrade, but it's not currently a hole, how do you kind of justify that in your head?
I think at that point, and it's different on the our scope versus their scope, we're playing year to year. Like, every year for us is a one-year all-out plan. So absolutely in that spot, if I don't have a hole right now, but I see a serious upgrade, I'm still going for it because I'm going for it every year.
That is stressful as hell, man. Yeah.
It's the most fun, though.
Like, right, that's what the job is.
I mean, nothing against it. I don't need a three-year plan, a five-year plan. I'm not here trying to build to something down the road, build into the future, collecting assets. I'm here to win every day, and that's what's most fun. Like, that's how I find the most enjoyment out of it, is just going out there and taking wins and chasing a championship every year, and there's never the thing of, well, we're working for something a couple years out. I couldn't do that, man. I don't have the patience for that. I want to go out and win every game. My competitive nature is kind of more in line with kind of where the NFL is, or, hey, every year we're winning a championship. That's the end goal. It's not kind of chasing some fog out there that who knows if will ever come to fruition.
Right. You're giddy, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
He levitates up in here every time.
Uh-huh.
And today he comes bearing gifts as well. Roberto Clemente bubble.
That's very nice.
And you're just like, you're on cloud nine. You're talking magic numbers.
I'm giving you guys all the dirt, man. We're talking.
Yeah, I guess what should I say and what shouldn't I say?
No, I mean, that's fine with me.
And your third baseman you said was a jerk?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
Jay Caulfield's nephew. I can't believe you. Now you're going to say that. Now Jay Caulfield's going to walk in here
and throw all the people. Yes. There is a list. There is a much shorter list of people who couldn't kick my butt than who could kick my butt. But that guy,
Jay was there hanging out.
He's
game,
a bad
and,
dude.
Yeah, his nephew's from Millersville and is our starting third baseman, so... It's good times.
It was the left fielder, you said.
Oh,
my apologies. Yeah,
it was the left fielder.
Yeah, what is he? George LaRocque's great.
Mike Tyson's second nephew.
Attendance good?
Attendance is strong. We had like 2,800 or something yesterday, almost a sellout. It was a good time for a Wednesday game. Tonight, Dollar Pints, baby. I know. Ooh. Here we go. Dollar pints being poured. It's our Ogtoberfest is kind of the theme tonight. So
August.
It's not July. It's August. We're going to be doing that. Some dollar pint stuff. And if you're 21 to 30, you get a free ticket. So
that is free nice. Ticket. Dollar pints.
Yeah, man. That's why we try to do things.
And you watch a team 27 games over 500.
Yeah. Try to win some games and. I mean, hit a couple home runs for it and allow you to kind of chirp at the opposing team. It's a good time on Thursdays.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, Tony, best of luck. Seriously,
yes.
We're going to be down at the ballpark.
Get ready. We'll get playoff series. We'll try to host the guys out there up in some suites.
I love it.
I'll let you know when we get closer to clinching some stuff. We'll maybe do some live remotes.
We'll know. We get the email blast.
Okay,
yep,
perfect.
We do.
I'm glad they actually work.
So. Yeah, they work.
Every day. At least we get them.
Yeah, we get them.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Callis, I'm putting you on the spot. You're going to have to make sure you get them. Well, make sure Callis comes to the clinch party. I've seen him enjoy a couple of drinks. Once in a while, so it's a good time hosting Callis.
Callis, if I can think of Callis and like crystallize, just like three words, drinking, baseball, dancing.
Yes.
Are his three favorite things, and you put your hands
together.
Well,
you saw Callis, I guess you guys saw pictures, or you saw him personally, walking around our field for softball. I mean, that was a legendary visual. Just
it was. Did anybody have more fun at the softball thing than Callis and Bechtold?
Probably
not.
Nope. I didn't know he was signing people. I saw that on Twitter. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, you signed a human at the celebrity softball.
A lady.
I signed someone's boobs. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh huh. He came over. He's like, Doran, I signed some breasts.
On Shirt?
Remember, we talked about that. That's the girl that didn't text me back.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted you to have to say that again. Tony?
Thank you very much.
Oh, anytime.
Tony, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Anytime.
Thanks, Tony.
Good luck, man.
Let's do it.
Let's go! Coming up next, I'm already social media's biggest loser. There is now, as the new day has rolled over, a little bit more on Brandon Ayuk, and we'll leave you there. Steelers play tomorrow, Doran. We can focus on football tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Latest clip I've seen to come out from a reputable person on Brandon Ayuk is Greg Cosell, the filmer breaker downer guy, who said he doesn't think that Brandon Ayuk is a top 4 or 5 wide receiver in the NFL. I mean, is anybody really arguing that he is?
No.
I mean, he's going to get paid in that range, so I guess that's why you have the conversation. I don't think the Steelers look at him as a top 5 player at the position. I think they look at a significant hole on the roster and think, who's available that's impactful, and so we're going to give up what it takes to get him, and we're going to pay him whatever it takes. I think people get way too caught up in stuff like that. Like, when you've got $85 million to spend next year, when you've left yourself the cap flexibility to add this year, is he a good player or is he not? Does he give you a chance to win stuff that you couldn't have won without him, or does he not? And I think that's worth paying for, regardless of position and regardless of necessarily how you're viewed among your peers at that position.
Mm-hmm.
Top, not top 4 or 5. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Like, he's, yeah, that's fine.
Where's Van Jefferson on that list?
Exactly.
Where's Calvin Austin on
George
that list?
Pickens.
Right? George Pickens could be a top 5 receiver in the NFL. But I don't think he can without Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
So you could, aha, we found it. You could wind up having a top 5 receiver in the NFL by paying a guy top 5 wide receiver money, just not the guy that would be the top 5 receiver.
Bang.
Bang. Tomorrow, if it's done, is it Omar or is it Tomlin who deserves the credit? Plus, we're going to go wall to wall with our Steelers preseason game number 1 de facto pregame show. We're going to have Bob Pompiani on at 9 o'clock. He's calling the game, obviously, for Channel 2. And I believe Charlie Batch is going to join us as
nice.
Well. So they're the tandem partner there. And we're going to help Bob explain the kickoff rule. He's been like pacing around nervous. He doesn't know how to crystallize it down into 30 seconds, which he's been tasked with doing. So I think we can help him out with that tomorrow on the show, too.
Let's do it.
And hopefully the Pirates salvage their series. This was a fun one today, Doran.
No doubt.
And I got hoodwinked by a fake Twitter account.
I can't believe that.
I did.
I really can't believe it.
Starkey up next. We don't know yet if Zeiss is going to be here. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 84.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.